I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia files new charges against a 70-year-old Korean Christian missionary. Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says Park Tae-yeon has been in a detention center since her arrest January 15th.
She was retiring after 33 years in Russia. She had a ticket to return to Korea. Authorities detained her, now fined her for overstaying her visa while they were holding her in prison.
Park faces charges related to immigration, but Foley says the motivation behind these accusations is religious in nature. The charges carry a maximum of 17 years in prison.
We're talking about a woman who is 70, was trying to head home to retire, now faces being in prison until she's 87 years old.
But you can speak up for this missionary by signing the petition. We'll link you at missionnews.org. And every war and conflict has a vulnerable population in common. Children. When international media ministries realized the high demand for video programming to help the younger generation, they felt called to help fill the need. They're currently developing a permanent department that would be devoted to creating children's resources, says Denise Godwin.
How do we minister to the next generation as they live through pretty intense stuff? One of the ways, I believe, is to give them the seeds of hope in Jesus Christ.
IMM's plan is to produce an animated series of Bible-based stories with 15-minute episodes that can be dubbed into multiple languages.
We are so excited to get to serve the next generation and help them know Jesus.
Pray that God would send IMM more animators and other mission-minded workers to help make this project a reality. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.